everyone. So I'm going to be doing a second part update on the Vanessa Guillen case. So let's get this started. So the update is that Cecile Aguilar, she did a confession. She said that Aaron Robinson killed Vanessa in the armory room. And this is how everything started. So Vanessa found out that he was having an affair with a married woman who is Cecile Aguilar, who is the married woman, who she's with somebody else from the base, who is Keon Aguilar. So supposedly Vanessa said that she was going to expose him that he's having an affair with a married woman, and Aaron Robinson said, oh no, you're not going to mess up my career. So supposedly he took a hammer and started hitting Vanessa very hard with the hammer in the head and everything, which I don't know. This is unbelievable. It's hard to believe, because if all this is happening in the armory room, right, nobody's hearing Vanessa screaming or crying. Nobody's hearing all this happening. I just find it weird. But anyways, so he hits Vanessa with a hammer and then puts her in a storage box. Now, if all this happened in the armory room, shouldn't there be blood everywhere? How was he able to clean all that evidence without being caught? But anyways, so Cecile Aguilar says that Aaron, he had put Vanessa in the storage box and he hid her somewhere in the base, and that he left base, and that at 8 o'clock at night he went back to base to get the storage box so that him and her could try to bury Vanessa. So what they did was they bought the garden lime, they bought cement, garbage bags, and a shovel. They also bought like a big machete. So what they did was they dismembered Vanessa. They cut her up into pieces. They tried supposedly to burn her, but they were having trouble trying to burn her. Supposedly they said that it wasn't successful. So what they did was, their plan was to, like, you know, cut her up and put her body pieces into different areas. So anyways, they cut her up, they put the garden lime on her, they put cement on her. They also they dug up a deep, you know, hole to, like, you know, to try to bury her in. And they try to put everything, you know, place everything down so it wouldn't, like, the area wouldn't look like it has been touched or anything. But that's how everything happened. But, you know, this female said that Vanessa didn't make it out the base alive. Now, I don't know about this story. It doesn't make sense to me, because some people are saying, okay, Vanessa, she was going to expose him for supposedly having a relationship with a woman whose husband is in the military, having an affair with a woman whose husband is in the military, but Vanessa wasn't able to talk about her sexual assault. It doesn't make sense that she will expose him about an affair he's having instead of talking about how she was being sexually assaulted, which she only got the chance to tell her family, but the base didn't know anything. So that is the story. So everything happened April 22nd, you know, and they say that, you know, that day in that area, you know, it smelled like fire. Well, it smelled like fire because they were trying to burn Vanessa's body and get rid of everything. They took Vanessa's phone, all the evidence that they had, they got rid of it. So that is the update that so far came out. I'm going to be, you know, continuing to find out more about the story, and anything else I hear, you know.